Paz de Cristo, praise the Lord, body of Christ. Today is Tuesday, 6:20 in the morning. Give the Lord praise, give the Lord honor for another day of life. We thank Him. We praise Him for everything we're going through because we know that we're not in it alone. We know that God is with us. No matter what our circumstances look like right now, no matter what our surroundings look like right now, no matter what obstacles you are facing right now, we still find the strength to say thank you, Jesus. Because without Jesus, we're alone. But we say thank you by faith because we know that with Jesus, He is a way maker, like the song says. He makes a way where there is no way. So today I want to bring you this. I know we opened up our church, live church service with the scripture, but I just want to bring it to you again because I feel that it is in due time. Is it appropriate? And we read from the book of Psalms, chapter 23. It is not a very long chapter. It's actually 6 verses long. And David puts pen, or writing utensil, to parchment paper, or to an animal skin. We don't know. We just know that it is now in our Bibles, in King James Version. And he reads as thus. And we read the word of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. David writes, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. For Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." We can see here in this chapter that David is referring to himself in two forms. And we can see the scripture where it divides into one to another to make the two forms. Let's see the first form. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake." Right here in verse 1, 2, he starts to speak to himself. He views himself as a sheep. And he views the Lord as a shepherd. He's using real words here, you know, as a sheep. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters." See, a pastor would have to take his flock every morning, and he would have to let them out of the gate. And the pastor would not lead from the back. He would lead from the front. And he would have this 6 to 7 foot long shepherd's hook. That wasn't there for him to lean on. That was actually there. It had a hook at the end because if the sheep was going astray, he could hook it by the neck or the leg and pull it back. And the sheep would know that if it was getting pulled back, he knew that he had to return back to the flock. Or he could flip the staff around And if an animal or a beast would come, he was learned to shove the staff down the throat of the animal, causing it to gag, and the animal would flee from trying to attack the flock. It was the defense weapon, but it was also an offensive weapon, the shepherd's hook. And he is speaking right now in verse 1 and 2 as a sheep. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. A shepherd is a pastor. A pastor is a person who guards the flock, who takes care of the flock. Every pastor would wake up in the morning, bring the sheep, take them out to green pastures. What good pastor would take his sheep out to brown or dead pastures? You got to take them out to green pastures where the pastures are full of life, that his sheep can eat, that his sheep can be full. See, he's talking about how a pastor would take his sheep down and feed them. Every pastor right now has to get up in the morning, has to search for the presence of God. Lord, what do you want to tell the congregation this day or such and such a day? Or what do you want me to preach about your word to the congregation? And every pastor has to get up. And that's him getting up, taking his flock out of the pen, taking them to eat. He's waking up. He's looking for the presence of God. The Lord gives him a scripture. And from there, the pastor, you know, he starts going from there and finding scriptures that relate to that. And then the sermon is made. And when he preaches that sermon that God has given him, he is feeding the flock. And then he says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Sheep are very finicky. They're very, very finicky. If you put them in situations where there's a lot of noise, if you put them in situations where there's a lot of distractions, where there's a lot of turmoil, where there's a lot of things going on, they tend to flee. So he says, he leads me beside the still waters. See, Jesus knows where and how his flock need to be led and where they need to be led. He knows that we're anxious. He knows that we're being troubled. He knows that we have discouragement in our hearts. So he don't take us to a place already full of discouragement, a place already full of anxiety. He takes us to a place that will calm us down. And that place is the presence of God. The Bible says that there is rest in the Lord. You can rest in the Lord. And David is referring to himself. If you really read this, verse 1 and 2, he is referring to himself as a sheep and as God being his pastor. Now in verse 3, he starts to transition into a human being and into God being not a pastor, but his Lord. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Now listen to this. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So here he's kind of using a little bit of the sheep and a little bit of the human aspect in there. Now he's talking about when I go through situations of death, of sadness, of turmoil, of heartache, I will not fear. Why? Because the Lord is with them. The Lord has promised to never leave us. The Lord has promised to never forsake us. He told Joshua, I will be with you in all the days of your life. No one can confront you. No one would be an obstacle to you. Joshua 1:5. And he says, and as I was with Moses, I will be with you. And as he's with Moses and as he was with Joshua, he is with you. Put your name in that scripture. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. fill it in. See, the Lord has promised to never leave us, to never forsake us. And David is saying the same thing. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Now he goes to the aspects of the sheep. Sheep, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That shepherd hook is coming back into play. If there is danger, the sheep would know that their pastor would defend them. If the sheep got lost, if one of the flock got lost, the sheep knew that the pastor had such a care for them that they eventually would be found, that they eventually would be located and brought back into the fold where they belong. If they were led astray, if they misstep and they were led astray, or they kind of just veered off the path, willingly or unwillingly, they knew that the shepherd would come following them, looking for them. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. See, that shepherd hook was a deterrent. It was an offensive. It was a defensive weapon. And the sheep knew that the pastor was going to do his job. And now David is referring a little bit to that. He said, Yea, though I walk through the valleys of shadow of death, I will feel no evil. For their rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Isn't that awesome? That no matter what we face, no matter how small a toothache, no matter how large the doctor tells you you have weeks to live. I know I'm using drastic opposites here, but I need to drill into you that God is with you no matter what size of affliction you may find yourself in. Some of us may find ourselves in an affliction that is barely even registering. We kind of leave it in the back of our mind because it's not at the magnitude where we really need to bring it to the forefront and really start to contemplate, how am I going to get out of this? So it's so small that we can just leave it in the back of the mind, but it's still there in the back of the mind. And some of us right now are facing an affliction where you feel alone, you feel forsaken, you feel abandoned. Or I even want to use the word seems. It seems like you're alone. It seems like no one is with you and you are there alone. And the only thing you can do is smile. Because you don't want to let other people know what you're going through. So he put up this false deception of, I'm okay. Everything's all right with me. There is no issue in my life right now. But the affliction is so great that on the inside, we are crying out to God. Help me, Jesus. Help me. And David puts himself in a situation like that. Listen to what he says. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. He is physically walking through a situation where he feels death creeping up beneath, around, behind him. Some of us feel like that right now. You're at your wit's end. You're at your rope's end. Two eviction letters. Two children that have no idea what mommy is going through. A husband who's fighting to stay at a job that he just wants to quit. But he knows that he can't quit, because if he quits, who is going to feed his wife? Who is going to feed his children? How is he going to pay the mortgage? How is he going to pay the car note? Some of us are going through a deeper situation. You could be at home now because the doctor says there's nothing we can do for you. You are literally in the shadows of death. Not that death is on you, but the shadow of death is around you. That means it's near you. That means death is around you. It's circling you. It's encompassing you. And a lot of us feel like that. Maybe not to the point of death, but to the point of the situation I'm in, Lord, is so great. It's so breathtaking. I can't even breathe. I feel smothered. I can't even take in a deep breath. When, and we cry out, when, Lord, when will this stop? David finds himself in a situation like that. I'm going to paraphrase, even though I walk in a situation where death is around me, or I am in a situation where death seems to be at my footsteps. He writes the next thing and it's emboldened. It's written in faith. It's written in belief. It's written in trust. It's written in hope. He declares it by faith. He declares it by hoping in God. He declares it by trusting in God. He declares it by believing in God. He says, I will fear no evil. That's what he's going to do. He won't fear any evil. That's his action. I will fear no evil. No matter what I see, no matter what I feel, no matter what I sense, no matter what's around me, whether it's physical death, whether it's spiritual death, whether it's a mental death, I will fear no evil. And then you can almost hear him pause and draw in a breath and exhale. And he writes again, for you are with me. How many of us can say that right now, no matter what you're going through, great or small? Lord, I will fear no evil, for I know that you are with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The rod and thy staff is the same thing that I'm hitting right now. It is the Bible. It is thy word of God. I'm going to paraphrase. Your word comforts me. That's what Jesus does. He says, I will not leave you nor forsake you. I will send to you the Comforter. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. Yesterday's message was that Jesus tries the heart, and gold has to be put to the fire so it can melt, so all the imperfections would rise to the top and can be screeded off like milk from foam. And all that is left is pure and clean. And I pray, Lord, that in the name of Jesus, you can do that to us, Lord. Boil us in the fire, that all the imperfections can be screeded off. And all that is left is what gives you praise and honor and glory. No matter what situation, no matter what obstacle, no matter what affliction, no matter what size, no matter what depth, what length that many of these listeners are facing, and myself, I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, we would learn to have the confidence and trust and hope and faith that David exhibits in Psalms 23. That no matter how in depth of a situation he could be in the valleys of the shadow of death, that even in those trying times, he could find his faith. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, and any person that is going through something right now, Lord, you be the way maker for them as you have been for us for so many times. And all of God's people said, say it with me. 1, 2, 3, Amen.